The Iraqi Air Force hasn't really functioned since the Gulf War in 1991. Most of its pilots are hitting retirement age. Now that Iraqi security forces have been handed control of their cities, there is also a plan to allow them to take back their airspace. NPR's Quil Lawrence visited a base where new pilots are training.
The airstrip outside the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk has a few advantages for training pilots. There aren't as many dust storms up north, and it's a quick flight to the Kurdish region, where almost no one on the ground tends to shoot at you. Watching the two-seater prop planes come back from practice, Lieutenant Colonel Nathan Browner nods in approval at a good landing, or even a decision to pull out and try again. The pilots here are beginners, but that's a good thing, says Browner, because what's left of the Iraqi Air Force is getting over the hill.
Only 19 of them are under the age of 40. And this is in a country with an average life expectancy of 47 years. So you tell me what the longevity of an Air Force like that is.
During the Iran-Iraq War, there were frequent dogfights, but the Iraqi Air Force sat out the 1991 Gulf War, and then it languished. Young pilots from the 1990s are now just about ready to retire, says one veteran, Abu Mustafa.
The new Air Force for the lieutenant, not for us. There's more change because in the past we trained the fighter. Now we train only instrument and navigation.
No matter how nice the equipment is, it's still just a little one-prop Cessna 172, says Abu Mustafa.
When I was lieutenant, I flew the Mirage of One. Yes. Now, lieutenant, they flew the Cessna 172.
Colonel Browner readily admits that it's hard to get any pilot excited about a prop plane after he's flown a Russian MiG jet fighter.
And they're thinking, okay, well, we used to have MiG-25s. What are you going to do for us? And we came in and we said, well, you know, we think propeller-driven aircraft is really where you need to be going these days. And they looked at that and they said, that's not very sexy.
In fact, some former Iraqi pilots haven't rejoined the new Iraqi Air Force that the Americans are standing up for just that reason. One ex-fighter pilot interviewed in Baghdad said he thought it was insulting to fly one of the little Cessnas.
We have many bases now, very good bases, but we don't have a plane. You know, this is the new plane, this is prop, not supersonic or subsonic. I fly by this plane before 20 years ago. It's a very old plane.
The ex-pilot said he believes the Americans were scared to give Iraq fighter jets. But according to Browner, the reasons are more practical. Jet fighters need newer, cleaner hangars and runways. And for fighting insurgents, Iraq doesn't really need fighter jets.
Everyone, when you think about air power, the thing that probably comes to mind is fighters hitting ground targets. But when you're talking about engaging successfully in a counterinsurgency, you're really talking about more non-kinetic forms of air power.
For example, a prop plane can loiter for a much longer time over a target gathering intelligence. They're cheaper, and they can land on the dilapidated runways all over Iraq. As they return from a sortie, it's clear some of the new pilots get it, like a 26-year-old from Baghdad who gave his name as Lieutenant Haider.
Everything in the world, step by step, we're looking in the future. I hope to, as F-16, now we have this aircraft.
Lieutenant Haider performed well enough that he has been made an instructor, something he said would have been unthinkable for someone from a modest family like his in the old Iraqi Air Force.
My father before hoped for me to be a pilot. Also, he wanted to be a pilot, but he didn't get that chance.
Another young instructor from the southern city of Kut has a more visceral connection to flying.
It's very awesome. I don't believe they pay us to fly.
Mohammed Habib says he can hardly wait to get back from his breaks to log more hours flying. He says he knows that the U.S. is supposed to be leaving Iraq, but he'd like them to stay for 6 or 8 more years, long enough to teach him how to fly the massive prop cargo planes like the C-130 or even fighter jets. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kirkuk.